The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran tells us, نَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We will test you with khayr and with shar. We said that it's important to understand whatever other reason is involved in why I am currently in the context of something favorable or something unfavorable and undesirable. It's khayr or shar. Now the focus again is on shar, something unpleasant, something difficult. Something, I woke up this morning, something, I didn't even do anything. Suddenly all hell breaks loose. This goes wrong, that goes wrong, this is screwed up, that is screwed up. I lose this, I lose that, wondering what the heck just happened. Those situations. And then our understanding of that situation from the perspective of bala is crucial in us doing good and making progress, instead of regressing, instead of declining. Our understanding is very important. Although I already mentioned something in regards to the shar part and why, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all merciful, and that has to do with the mind and the heart, the feelings that one has in the context of that shar that has come our way. That was important in terms of something practical, and it had to do with the understanding of the situation, but not from the perspective of bala. That wasn't to understand it as bala. That was to understand that whatever comes from Allah is mercy. And so this isn't to hurt me. Understanding the bala part, the baliya part, has to do with that hadith I mentioned with regards to prophets, and of course the verses that talk about prophets. The hadith says, the ones that receive most bala in this world are prophets. Then after them, the ones that are closest to prophets. If you become better and better, and you get closer and closer to the rank of a prophet, then the more bala you're going to have. The more bala you're going to have. There will be ease as well. Inna ma'al usri yusra, in this world. There is ease as well. However, you should know. You should know. If you want the higher ranks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to move up that ladder, not the corporate ladder, the spiritual ladder, the ascension that ladders cannot even measure. It's an ascension that goes above and beyond. If you're interested in that, and you want to move up those ranks, you should know that on this path, you're not going to only get good things in this world. You're not only going to get the yusra. You're not only going to get the material bounties. Sulaiman, for example, had bounties that none other had. However, that's not the only thing that Sulaiman has. There are tests in the Quran, difficult tests, hardships that we can't even fathom, that Sulaiman had to go through as well. don't expect that if you're going up this right now, I went through this test. Now that I went through that test, it was a very difficult test. Now it should be easy. Now I did well. Alhamdulillah, I sacrificed. I did this. I did that. Now it should be all ease. No. You wanted to get closer to Allah, did you not? If you want it, then here you go. There's another bala in the form of shar. Of course, again, the khair part, the good part, those bounties that, for instance, Sulaiman had, that God gave him, or the bounties that the Prophet had towards the last few years, at least, of his prophetic life. That is also bala. Those are also tests. But they are pleasant. They are pleasant. When you have those pleasant things, you're having them as pleasant. But it's a test. How do you function in that context? When you have these pleasant things, how do you function? Do you obey God in regards to them? Or do you want to obey your desire in regards to them? But the important focus here is, don't think that it's going to be pleasant from now on. No, it's never going to be. While one is in this material realm, it's never going to be only pleasant. It's going to be pleasant tests. There will be times where there's khair. And there's going to be times where there's going to be shar. We have this wrong assumption that if we are religious, we are making progress spiritually towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we even have that, because we have assumptions regarding that too. These are misunderstandings. We think, how do we know we're making progress? But just the want, the desire, the feeling of wanting to go towards Allah, doing more, we assume that it's going to be getting easier and easier. No, it's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder and harder. The tests get harder and harder. The shar that's going to come your way, is the unpleasant things that are going to come your way, are going to be more difficult. Yeah, you'll have inna ma'al usri yusra. There's the yusra as well. There's the ease as well. There's the khair as well. Nablukum bil shar wal khair, or bil khair wal shar. There's khair as well. Both of them are bala. Both of them are tests, but you're going to have both. It's not only shar and it's not only khair. The focus here, again, is to correct this thought process of ours, that we think that if we are on the right path, suddenly hell should not break loose. This thing happened to my car, that thing happened to my house, this thing happened to my child, that thing happened to my wife, this thing happened to my husband, that thing happened to my relative here, there, my bank account, all these different things that suddenly happened. Like, why didn't it do anything? Because we don't have this understanding. We have the understanding that it shouldn't be happening to me. That's the wrong part. It shouldn't be happening to me. Why shouldn't it be happening to you? God says, I will test you. And if you're a believer, then there's going to be more difficult, meaning the test will be more difficult. Yes, the khair will be more too in this realm, one way or another. One way or another, Allah gives more khair. Of course, as Surah Dhuha says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. So you're going to have in this world as well. But وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. The hereafter is better than this world. Because in that realm, there's no shar at all. And it's all good and beyond our imagination good. In this material realm, for good people, the good, the khair, the pleasant increases. Ibrahim went through difficult times with Namrud. He was kicked out. He went. He had a second wife. He had a child, then a second child. All these are pleasant things that he had. But was it over? No. He had to go and drop off that second wife of his with that first child of his in the middle of a desert. Khair is given, but then there's shar as well. There's difficulties as well. There's usra as well. And there will be more. The difficulty will be more. Like, what does it even mean to be ordered for a person to kill their own son? Ibrahim was ordered to do that. God didn't want him to do it in the end. He didn't kill him. but just wanting to do it even. Taking that blade and seriously trying to cut that throat, it's just not something I can picture. It's a very tough test. I mean, how much more difficult can it get? You wake up in the morning, okay, now you got to go drop off your wife and child in the middle of a desert and not even stay with them to build a house. Drop them off, don't worry about their food or water, come back. What happened? Nothing happened. That's how it is.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Ali. حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.